Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Letter Ray with 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. I have a prophetic message and a couple words I'd like to share with you. Last week, the Lord called me into a time of fasting, and during this time of fasting, He showed me some things that I wasn't expecting. First of all, we are under judgment. We are definitely under judgment right now, brothers and sisters. How bad it will get is dependent on His people and His people praying and seeking the Lord. The Lord showed me that the time we're going through is very similar to what happened to Jerusalem and to Judah during the time of Jeremiah. And Jeremiah, for years and years and years, said, "Judgment is coming if you do not turn back to the Lord." And sure enough, judgments started falling, and God was so merciful during this time because He kept calling for the people to repent, and He said, "If you repent, I will relent in bringing these judgments." There's actual verses that talk about that He would relent bringing the judgments if the people repented, but they would not do it. They would not listen, and so Judah was utterly, and Jerusalem was utterly destroyed. During that time, there were three major judgments the Lord brought upon them: the sword, which is war, famine, and pestilence. Now, does that sound familiar? Well, that's what we're seeing now, brothers and sisters, because the Lord showed me that we are very much like the times of Judah and Jeremiah. If you haven't already read that book, then I would highly recommend you read it, and you will get a bigger picture of what's going on now. You know, there's nothing new under the sun. So the Lord showed me about the judgment, that judgment is here, which many of us already know. How far the judgments will go, like I said, depends on His people. It depends on 2 Chronicles 7:14. If His people, who are called by His name, turn from their wicked ways and repent and seek Him with all their heart, then the Lord might relent and He might heal the land. And I totally paraphrase that verse, but go read 2 Chronicles 7:14. That is the verse that the Lord gave me 11 years ago when I started this ministry. Now, a couple days ago, the Lord also showed me something, brothers and sisters. He showed me an article, and I will have a transcript of this message down below along with the links. And in this link, this is an article about the birds that are dying over several different states in our country. And it's very perplexing. They don't know why. And it's over a wide species of bird. It's not just one kind of bird, which most die-offs of birds are usually with one species, but this is several different ones. And it's happening. These unexplained deaths are happening in Kentucky, Indiana, Maryland, Ohio, Virginia, Washington, D.C., West Virginia, and I also heard North Carolina. This is happening right now. The reason I'm bringing that up is because I heard from the Lord back in October 2019, and I did a blog on it, and that blog will be down below. I heard this from the Lord. I heard, "When you see all the birds die, you will know your fate is sealed." I'll say it again. "When you see all the birds die, you will know your fate is sealed." Well, I believe that that's what we're seeing right now, that this is the beginning of these judgments. This is a sign of what's to come, brothers and sisters. It's a sign of what's to come with these birds dying. It's like a canary in a coal mine. It's a sign of what's coming. And the Lord also showed me Hosea 4 and the judgments of Hosea 4, and that will be in my blog as well. So now that judgments are here, the Lord also showed me something else that was good. He showed me that if we had a spirit of repentance. Now, we need to pray for this. This is the word, actual word I heard. I actually heard this word. I heard spirit of repentance. Pray for spirit of repentance to fall upon the land. Pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit to come like never before. And the next thing I heard repentance revival. Let me say it again. Repentance revival. So the Lord not only wants us to pray down the spirit of repentance, He wants us to pray for a revival. The next word I heard was this: revival must come. And the next word I heard was living waters. And then I heard, it is time for revival. So we need to be praying that the spirit of repentance will sweep the land and bring a mighty revival. So the Lord showed me judgment is here. He showed me that in his judgment there will be mercy. Then he showed me that we need to be praying his people. It's up to his people to turn this whole thing around, brothers and sisters. It's not up to your leaders. It is. The leaders need to repent. But it's up to us praying for repentance, for the spirit of repentance. It's up for us to be praying for a revival. Now, the Lord then led me to and reminded me of the Lewis Island Revival. I think I've talked about that before. This started in 1949 by two little old ladies' prayers. They felt a burning in their spirit for the dead church and the dead town that they lived in. And they started praying day and night. And then they started involving a couple different pastors. And they prayed like from 3 in the morning till 9 in the morning for a revival to break out. These were true prayer warriors with a burden for the presence of God. So even though this island was spiritually dead, after a few weeks of praying intensely, guess what? The Holy Spirit came. The spirit of repentance fell upon the town like never before. People were being struck by the Holy Spirit, when they were working, when they were, apparently there was a dance going on, and during the dance, the Holy Spirit fell on the kids that were dancing. It's an incredible story. I have the link down below so you can read. Please read it, because it's a beautiful story of what the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit when he comes, and how he can change lives just in a matter of a snap of a finger. So this is an amazing testimony to the power of God coming and bringing his glory. And this is what we need to be praying for. So I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, before I read the message, is the Lord calling you right now to be this intercessory prayer? Let us stand in the gap for our nation before it is utterly too late. If the answer is yes, and you feel a stirring in your heart, and I have been praying over this video, and I pray that many of you, when you hear this message, there will be a stirring in your heart, a pull from the Holy Spirit, then join me to pray to the Lord to send down his living water and his spirit of repentance on all people of this land. Let us be like the two little old ladies from Lewis Island that prayed down a revival for their dying church. Put on your sackcloth, which means you're going to humble yourself, and fast and pray and repent. Let us make a declaration of repentance before the Lord on behalf of ourselves, our family, our community, our leaders, and our nation. Now, one thing, the Lord gave me a couple suggestions. One suggestion was to go ahead and start a prayer group. You know, where two or more are gathered in his name, he will be there. So a group can be two or more for the purpose of praying for a revival in America. And the second thing he gave me was Daniel's prayer. Daniel, he was caught up in what was going on with Judah, and he was made captive and was taken to Babylon. And there he had a prayer of repentance for his people. And the Lord said, use this prayer as an outline for both personal and corporate repentance. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and read now the message that I received, and then I'll end with a scripture, brothers and sisters. I received this on June 22nd, 2021. Today is the day of salvation for all who call out to me in earnest. I will hear their petitions. Come now before my throne, and in my name, the name of Jesus Christ, believe that I am the one that has come to pardon your sins through my blood and my work done on the cross. Confess your sins before me on bended knee. Repent of all unknown and unknown and known sins that you harbor in your heart. Declare them null and void, and no more from this day forward. Ask my Holy Spirit to come and fall upon you, that your conviction will be deeply felt and real. Ask for the spirit of repentance to come and do its work, not only in your life, but your families, in your nation. Humble yourselves under my mighty wing and put on the sackcloth of repentance, sorrow, and meekness. Seek my face with every inch of your being, and I will hear from heaven. I save for myself a remnant. pray to be counted worthy. Now is the time to repent. Do not wait lest the enemy gets the upper hand in your life. Let the bells of repentance fill the land. Let the bells of repentance be heard across the land. I wait with open arms for my children to return. And that was the end of this message. I will end with Habakkuk 3:2. I have heard all about you, Lord. I am filled with awe by your amazing works. In this time of our deep need, help us again as you did in years gone by, and in your anger, remember your mercy.